My dear family and faithful friends, thank you for attending the ceremony today and sharing with me my happiest hour. I know you're most anxious to learn how you fare in my will, and I assure you I've gone to some pains to see that each of you receives exactly what he deserves. First, to Hester, my darling sister whom I cherish, who has tended and cared for me so lovingly. I leave a lifetime trust of £100 a month, and the incontestable right to reside in this house for as long as she shall live.
Thank you, Arnie.
You're quite welcome, Hester. To Cousin Douglas, a distant relative, nonetheless dear to us all, I entrust the settlement of my estate and certain other affairs attendant upon my late demise and current marriage. His retainer shall continue at its more than generous level. Next, to my younger brother, Robbie, who has apparently never wished for anything, obviously never worked for anything, consequently has nothing. I bequeath nothing. And to continue, to my bereaved and grieving widow, Jocelyn, I leave that which she has always treasured more than me, her title, Lady Dwellin, and the Rolls Royce to help her maintain the facade of nobility she cherishes. Please remain seated, my dear. Since you refused the £1,000,000 I offered for a divorce, money quite obviously means nothing to you. So, as a loving remembrance, a little gesture of affection, I give you one share in the Lady D Cosmetic Company.
One share? What about the rest of the estate?
As for the rest of the estate, which everyone knows is monumental, I leave it all to my lovely, adorable bride, Karen. Sole ownership of Dwellin Chemicals and all subsidiary companies, stocks, bonds, and an enormous hoard of cash, which is safely deposited in a vault, the location of which I shall reveal in the near future. Dear, sweet Karen, even though frustrated by the knowledge that my heartless wife would never grant a divorce, and knowing that for the past 2 years I suffered a terminal illness which might bring the end at any moment, you remained my warm and tender lover. Just as I know you will abide lovingly by the terms of this will and our premarital agreement to keep me with you always, just as you see me now. For as long as you shall.